What kind of dog do you have? It's a simple enough question, really. While it's very difficult to survey every household in America, there are estimates from groups like the ASPCA that 44% of all American households have at least one dog, and there are 78 million dogs owned in this country. Basically, 7 out of every 10 households have pets. And, unlike cats, dogs are often owned for hunting as well as for companionship. When two hunters are newly introduced, what breed do you hunt with is often the first question. I'm not sure why, but that question even makes it into the annual Small Game Hunter Survey. Each year, 10,000 surveys are sent out to Wisconsin small game license holders. Last year, about 3,400 responses were submitted. There's some interesting information collected about dogs in this survey. Just under half of the respondents indicated they hunt with dogs. 70% of those hunters said they use dogs to hunt migratory and non-migratory game birds, excluding waterfowl. These hunters reported spending an average of 142 hours training each dog used and spending over $800 annually per dog on maintenance. These hunters said they used their dogs an average of 44 days. The question I saw on the most recent survey from last season was a question that asked what breed and number of dogs each hunter used. The top breed reported last year, can you guess it? The ubiquitous Labrador Retriever. This may not come as a surprise. After all, the American Kennel Club reports the Labrador Retriever is the number one owned breed of dog in the entire United States. One observation that strikes me as interesting is that these hunters who reported hunting species other than waterfowl, which is covered in its own survey. When I was growing up, I was under the impression that labs were only for duck hunting. Spaniels were for grouse and pheasant hunting, and hounds were for bear hunting. Today I have a lab that hunts grouse, pheasant, ducks, and rabbits, all with unbridled enthusiasm, and even squirrels if you can get away with it. This is my second hunting lab, and I can tell you they're great hunting dogs, at least for me, and I prefer them to the pointers and spaniels I've had in the past. But I know there are those of you out there who are bristling at my words, your faithful devotees to spaniels, pointers, and setters. So for those of you who don't hunt with dogs, basically it comes down to flushers or pointers. A pointer tracks down a bird, stands completely still, pointing at the bird until the hunter gets there, moves in, flushes the bird, and takes the shot. The others are people like me who hunt with flushers. Once my lab picks up on the scent of a bird, he changes his speed, gait, and body posture. Instead of freezing and pointing, he charges in with reckless abandon and makes the birds fly no matter where the hunter is at the time. There are a lot of benefits to hunting a pointer, including likely getting more shots at birds. But labs, which are typically flushers, outnumber every other kind of dog. Last year, 37% of hunters reported hunting with a lab. It's an interesting question why people hunt with the breeds they do. For example, only 4 reported using an Irish setter. I was surprised that number was so low. Poodles were originally bred to hunt waterfowl, but they are not a common upland game dog. Only 2 were reported. Wisconsin's official state dog, the American Water Spaniel, was quite uncommon, only reported by 3 hunters. Of the least popular or least common breeds, the most interesting in my opinion was one hunter who hunted with a German Shepherd and another who hunted with one Rottweiler. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.